Sports Center update, but never mind.
Weekday Sports Beat continues on 96.1 FM, WSBT, with the NDInsider.com recruiting update. Here's Darren Pritchett, Eric Hansen, and the South Bend Tribune's Fighting Irish football recruiting insider, Tyler James.
5:30 on this Thursday evening, so Tyler joins us to talk Fighting Irish football recruiting here on WSBT Radio. I'm Darren Pritchett along with Eric Hansen live from Four Winds Field in downtown South Bend, Indiana. We mentioned last Thursday that Tyler was heading on the road to Canton for the opening regional this past weekend, and he talked to a lot of 2020 recruits at that event. Tyler, good to talk to you, and we'll start things off with a 2020 running back slash linebacker that apparently is going to visit for the Michigan game. Tell us about that player.
Yeah, Diamante Trainum is a 5'11", 212-pound prospect out of Akron, Archbishop Hoban. Mike Elston visited his school back in January, and that's when Notre Dame offered. Actually, it was the same day Ohio State offered. Those were his first two college offers, so not a bad start for him. But not a surprise after he had a sophomore season with nearly 150 tackles, 14 sacks, 850 rushing yards, and 13 touchdowns. So he was playing running back at the camp, and he says he wants to give running back a try, but seems to be open to playing linebacker as well. Told me that he hasn't had much clarity on the position that Notre Dame is recruiting him at, but he'll obviously have a chance to clear that up, especially when he plans to get on campus for the season opener against Michigan. So we'll obviously keep in touch to make sure that visit does indeed happen, because that's clearly a ways off from now, but we'll see how his recruitment progresses with Notre Dame. I don't think it'll be easy to pull him away from either Ohio State or even Michigan. Nolan Rumler is an offensive lineman that is committed to Michigan as one of his teammates, so Notre Dame might be playing from behind there, but definitely a worthy prospect to getting to know and to keep track of and worth pursuing.
Side question, Tyler, with the Michigan game being the opening game that has the makings of being a recruiting palooza, as Eric likes to say, is it more difficult, the first game being a big recruiting palooza? Is it easier to do it as the season goes on, or does it matter at all?
I think the first game may make it easier. I think you have a better chance of getting good weather. I think that's one way that makes it easier. And being a night game always makes it easier to get kids have more time to travel in for the game. And I think there's even some kids that haven't necessarily started playing their own high school games yet in early September. Depending on where you are in the country, obviously here in Indiana we're already starting to play games, but in certain parts of the country that may be traveling in, they might not have a game yet, so that makes it easier to travel in for that weekend on the first weekend in September.
There's a little tidbit, Darren, that Tyler didn't tell you about this opening regional that he saw. It was at Massillon Washington High School, which is the alma mater of George Whitfield, and George Whitfield was there. He played quarterback there.
Did Tyler tell him that Brady Quinn said hello? Go ahead. I'm sorry, Eric.
Well,
inside joke.
Well, Trey Wettig, though, who wasn't there, was he, Tyler?
Offensive He was at the camp.
So we'll tie that in. He walked past George Whitfield at least once. Offensive lineman, 2020 kid. But he has an interesting take on Jeff Quinn. What's going on with Trey Wettig?
Yeah, Trey was on campus for the blue-gold game, and he received an Notre Dame offer that day. 6'6", 283-pound kid out of Wisconsin. He spoke highly of Notre Dame, Jeff Quinn, in the visit, but he was pretty honest when he said he kind of wants to wait and see how Jeff Quinn develops this offensive line. Obviously, he was well aware of the success that Notre Dame had under Harry Hiestand, but isn't in a hurry to jump into any sort of recruiting class or make any judgments quite yet on what Jeff Quinn will be. So refreshing to hear that kind of honesty, and I think we obviously have seen Notre Dame has had recruiting success already with Jeff Quinn on the offensive line, but certainly some kids, especially when you're a 2020 kid, he has the benefit to be able to take his time. He doesn't have to be in a hurry. Certainly getting him out of Wisconsin will be a tall task, as they have plenty of history of recruiting their own offensive linemen and producing those guys in the NFL as well. He's also got offers from USC, Michigan, Minnesota, Iowa State, and Syracuse. So an early 2020 offer for Notre Dame that's been on campus, but isn't necessarily in a hurry and wants to see how things play out with Jeff Quinn taking over Notre Dame's offensive line.
And Eric, hearing Tyler's comments, I agree with him. I think it is kind of refreshing to hear that honesty, and why not wait and see? I mean, you're in the 2020 class. There is no urgency at this point.
Right.
Let's talk about another offensive lineman kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum. Justin Rogers, a 2020 lineman, has interest in Notre Dame, but has he received the offer yet?
He has not. He was on campus this spring for a practice and attended a game last season, but hasn't received an offer from Notre Dame, although I think he is certainly worthy in terms of his talent. He was the offensive line MVP at the opening regional there in the Canton, Ohio area. And it wasn't even close, in my opinion. He was clearly the best one there. He had some really good reps against five-star defensive end Zachary Harrison, who's a year older than him. He has offers from all kinds of big programs, Ohio State, Georgia, Florida State, Alabama, Michigan. So a name to keep an eye on. We'll see if Notre Dame gets in the race there. It'll be interesting to see if Notre Dame can get into a sort of real contention for him if they do go ahead and offer. But he's a talented kid. He was playing an offensive tackle, probably an offensive guard long term, but a really talented kid out of Oak Park, Michigan that is familiar with Notre Dame.
Tyler, just to back up for a second, the opening regional, just so Irish fans understand, is this an invitation-only event? Who is at this event? Just offer a little background.
Yeah, the opening regional, they hold, Nike holds camps across the country every year, and it is an invite-only event. You can apply to get in. I think there's coaches that are involved, and they select guys, but there's lots of kids. There was over 300 kids there at this specific camp, so all kinds of kids getting there and competing and looking for attention and looking for to learn. And so it's a pretty good event that I have all kinds of skill levels at, and but you do have to get invited. It's not open to everyone. They do have to trim it down at some point.
I'm curious, and I got a quarterback question, but before I get to that, when you watch these kind of opening regionals and the opening out in Oregon, I guess it's now going to be in Texas, I mean, do you glean skill? Like, when you see players out there, do they pretty much show up in football skills on their campuses about what you've seen at the opening, or sometimes kids are just kind of freaky workout athletes out of pads and it's not the same once they get into a game?
Yeah, there's certainly differences. I think this is more testing athleticism, a lot of the parts of the camp. Certainly I like the offensive line and defensive line, even though they're not wearing pads. You do get to see them going against each other, and it's hard to really hide your talent or lack of talent in those one-on-one scenarios there. But like, for instance, they do a running back linebacker drill where it's like they call it a cat and mouse drill, where the running backs have to try and get across the line with the linebacker supposed to tagging them, and they're doing all kinds of jukes left and right and stuff that they would get creamed on the football field if they ever actually tried it. But they're given opportunity to make some moves there, so you get to see some creativity and some athleticism, but it's not necessarily something that always translates to the field. So it's a mix of both. I mean, they do a lot of 7-on-7 work, so you get to see a look at what these quarterbacks can do, but obviously they're not getting rushed by a passer. So there's certainly some things where you can take a lot from, and some things that you kind of have to separate what they're doing there versus what they would be able to do on a football field.
Tyler James, Fighting Irish Football Recruiting Insider for the South Bend Tribune with our Indy Insider recruiting update on this Thursday on WSBT Radio. Back to quarterback recruiting, 2019 class. At one point, Cade McNamara was a part of the class. He's decommitted, now a part of the Michigan class. So what is the latest on Notre Dame's pursuit for a quarterback in the 19 class?
Yeah, there's not a ton of news and not a lot of big-time developments, but Graham Mertz, the Wisconsin commit out from Kansas, has clearly become the top target for Notre Dame. Notre Dame has not been able to get him on campus since they offered him. He actually won the quarterback MVP at the Rivals three-stripe camp, easy for me to say, in Columbus this past weekend. And he told reporters there that he doesn't necessarily have plans for a Notre Dame visit currently, but isn't ruling out the possibility of that happening. I believe Notre Dame was pushing for a visit in April, but that never really happened. So we'll have to keep an eye on Graham. That's certainly the guy they're prioritizing, making their top target at quarterback. But they have plenty of competition. Obviously, he's already committed to Wisconsin, has reportedly made visits to Georgia and Ohio State recently. Clemson, Texas A&M have offered him. So he's becoming a very hot commodity, and Notre Dame's hoping that they can get in the door there. They actually hosted him on campus last summer before Cade McNamara was committed, but obviously they moved forward with Cade, and Graham became more of a backup plan, but obviously now he's the top priority. And in terms of other quarterbacks, I think it would be wise for Notre Dame to offer some new quarterbacks, but there really hasn't been any movement there. Tommy Reese has definitely been out on the recruiting trail evaluating guys. He was at Lanier High School in Georgia, which is where Zach Calvada plays, who actually received an invite to the Elite 11 today, a 6'3", 193-pound kid, the number 13th pro-style quarterback according to 24/7 Sports. And then one name that I came across my radar when I was at the opening regional in Ohio was Connor Basilak. He's from Kettering Alter High School, which is the same high school as Malik Zaire, Nick Coleman, Chris Fink, so a school that Notre Dame's definitely familiar with. And he received an offer from Georgia earlier this week. But when I spoke to him this weekend, he said he hadn't heard from Notre Dame lately. But a 6'4", 200-pound kid, a three-star recruit, number 18 pro-style quarterback in the class according to Rivals, number 16 according to 24/7 Sports. So another name to keep an eye on. But there's certainly, we'll have to see what kind of names pop up here as Tommy Reese gets a chance to reevaluate guys and figure out which guys are interested in coming to Notre Dame. I still will be surprised if Notre Dame doesn't end up with a quarterback in this class, although they already have a quarterback committed in the 2020 class.
Well, and I understand that they sent out a recent offer to a quarterback, but he's not in the 2019 class. Who is he, and what class is he in?
Yeah, last week we talked about the first offer in the 2021 class, and now they have a second offer in the 2021 class, and this one's to a quarterback, Preston Stone, 6'2", 182 pounds out of Dallas. Threw for 2,937 yards and 29 touchdowns just as a freshman on varsity. So certainly a well-known name has offers from Texas, Texas A&M, Georgia, Michigan, and Texas Tech. So a guy that has drawn plenty of attention after a freshman season, and Notre Dame kind of joined the race there. So obviously still working on 2019 guys, but that's not preventing them from looking ahead to the future, far in the future.
Tyler, let's talk about an in-state linebacker, class of 2019, Jack Kaiser. First off, what school is he from, and what is the story on this in-state linebacker?
Yeah, he's from Pioneer High School, Royal Center, Indiana, 6'2", 206 pounds. He's actually the quarterback for Pioneer. They led them to a Class A state championship this past season. Does a little bit of everything. Rushed for 1,964 yards and 38 touchdowns. Passed for 1,193 yards and 16 touchdowns. And also is a very good defensive player. That's where he'll probably play in college. 100 tackles, 7.5 tackles for a loss, 8 interceptions. And Notre Dame has offered him as a linebacker. He's been on campus multiple times, so someone that Notre Dame's definitely very familiar with. And Notre Dame's in pretty good shape with some other linebackers like Nick Henrick and Spencer Lytle and Osita Ekwu. So I think that this really means that Clark Lee is sold on him. So the fact that they were willing to go ahead and offer him and not continue to wait on how the other linebackers play out really says a lot about what they think about Jack Kaiser. So a name to definitely keep track of, and we'll see if Notre Dame can add him to their class.
I think there was a made-up name in that segment right there. Okay.
I make up names all the time.
I saw we did that. We used to do that in our fraternity when we were having guys, you know, look at the house. We nominated a guy named Bill Sporcoat, and he was a fictitious person. All right, we just want to make sure people were paying attention. I saw on Twitter the other night this guy narrowed his list to a top 14.
What?
And Idaho State and Notre Dame were both on the list. But I'm going to ask you about somebody that narrowed his list to top 7. Who is that?
Yeah, I try to, unless it's 10 or less, it's usually what I'm most interested in. We're talking about top list. But Warren Burrell is the guy who put Notre Dame in his top seven. He's a 6 foot, 166-pound cornerback out of North Gwinnett High School in Georgia. A four-star recruiting according to Rivals, three-star according to 24/7 Sports, and alongside Notre Dame was Georgia, Ohio State, Florida, Tennessee, Penn State, and NC State. So Notre Dame has certainly been recruiting defensive backs out of Georgia well with Kyle Hamilton and KJ Wallace in the class, and we'll see if they can continue to make up ground with Warren Burrell.
Finally, an offensive line commit. John Olmes said he was invited to play in a bowl. Which one?
Yeah, the Polynesian Bowl, which is a trip to Hawaii, so hard to blame a guy for deciding to join that game. It's a game that Paul Mawala, Notre Dame commit, and Penn High School football player played in last year. Jason Adamola and Braden Lindsey were also invited to the game, but they sat out with injuries. And Myron Tagovailoa Amosa also played in the inaugural game the year before, so a bit of Notre Dame history there, and they'll add another commit playing in it this coming year.
All right, Tyler, tell our listeners, what are you working on right now for upcoming editions of the South Bend Tribune and online at IndyInsider.com?
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on some of the latest developments. Obviously, next weekend we'll hear what Nana Osapa-Mensah, the defensive end out of Texas, wants to do. But otherwise, I'm actually working on some magazine stuff, so maybe not some stuff we'll see immediately, but stuff we'll see this summer.
That's a sign football's not too far away when you guys start working on the magazine. That'll be out before you know it. That's Tyler James. Follow him on Twitter at TJamesNDI. NDI stands for Notre Dame Insider. And, of course, follow him in the South Bend Tribune and IndyInsider.com. Tyler, thank you so much as always. Have a great weekend.
All right. See you guys.
And Tyler will be co-hosting the program tomorrow during the 6 o'clock hour here on WSBT Radio. So there might be a couple of more recruiting nuggets coming your way tomorrow here on WSBT Radio.